to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined in studio by Rich Kirchen, senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal. Rich, did you walk over here? How's the snow in downtown Milwaukee?
I did. I parked. I drove over.
You drove? What?
Oh, yeah.
Four or five blocks?
Listen, okay. With all this snow, I would have fallen down a few times.
Hopefully, as many people on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line are reminding those out and about on the roads, if your headlights don't turn on automatically, make sure you're turning on your headlights during the day today. It helps as you navigate the snow for sure. So I wanted to look a little bit at your alma mater, UWM.
Yes.
Proud Panther.
Go Panthers.
Yes, indeed. So what's UWM doing kind of with a new program to grow enrollment?
Yeah, well, I think this, and I think UWM, by nature of its student population, a lot of commuters, a lot of first-generation college students, I was one of those, has a lot of turnover. People who don't finish school or, you know, drop out temporarily and never come back.
Yeah.
So they did agree to a new partnership with a company called ReUp Education, and they say they have tech-enabled services for higher ed institutions to reach out to people who were enrolled and didn't finish their degrees. UWM is hoping that this will bring, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 800 students back to campus in the coming semesters. In exchange, this company, ReUp, gets a fee that's equal to 24% of the net tuition that will be hopefully returning to the university.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting sales strategy, if you will. I mean, right, you look at the last five terms and you go after people that dropped out for whatever reason or thought they were going to pursue other options and maybe they want to come back to finish a degree or to continue coursework. I mean, you're looking at, I think there's like almost 23,000 total students at UWM now. So no matter what, you always got to be looking at what does recruitment and retention look like. So if you hire a kind of a third party to go after that for you, why not? And really, I mean, we were talking just a little bit beforehand from a city standpoint, going after, we're going to continue to look at what the mayor wants, a million people in Milwaukee. Let's go after people that have moved away and let's recruit them to move back to Milwaukee. It's the same strategy.
Maybe the mayor should call ReUp.
That's right. That's City of Milwaukee. We got a new partner for you. All right, let's look at the tariff impacts. As Trump continues to float tariffs, enact tariffs, Rockwell is looking to China, raising prices and kind of shuffling its manufacturing mix.
Yeah, they just announced their earnings on Monday. And I cover manufacturing primarily. And it's not surprisingly a topic of conversation as all of these companies report their quarterly earnings started a week or two ago, and it'll continue into next week. So the stock analysts want to know what's going on, and some companies are just putting it right out here. This is how we're affected. In the case of Rockwell, two things. One, they said that as far as China, any goods that they ship over from China that they're paying to buy, whether they're manufacturing them there or it's suppliers, affected by that 10% tariff. Rockwell said that they increased their prices immediately on February 4th when President Trump enacted those tariffs. So they're not messing around. In the meantime, as far as their manufacturing, in anticipation of possible tariffs on Mexico, which of course have not happened, but right now we're in this sort of 30-day pause. Rockwell is, they say, swapping out, some of the products that they were making at plants in Mexico and shipping to the U.S. They are shipping some of that production to the U.S. So for their customers in the United States, they'll make their factory automation products in the United States. They do have a plant in Mequon. I don't know how much effect it has on that plant. And then their plant in Mexico will make products for other markets around the world. So That's their plan.
And when we come back from the break, you said you sat in or you listened in on the Generac earnings call. I want to get your take there. And then Stratech Security Company also does a lot of its business tied to its Mexican plants. So I'm sure they're monitoring and have concerns around tariffs as well. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Rich Kirchen, senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal, here in the studio. So Stratech Security Corporation, Rich, is going to face some challenges with tariffs on Mexican manufactured goods. They have a big percentage of their revenue is tied to Mexican plants, right?
Yeah, so Stratech makes automotive lock sets. They make ignition key setups. They make door latches. They make your pickup truck tailgate latches, mm-hmm. that kind of okay. stuff. They make components here in Glendale, and they've got a couple hundred employees at their plant on Good Hope Road. They ship those components to Mexico, where they have four plants, including in Juarez. They have three there and a couple 3,000 employees down there who assemble the final products. 70% of those products are shipped to the U.S. for automakers that have plants in the United States. Well, needless to say, if there's a 25% tariff on that, that's going to have a major impact on Stratech. So, again, like other manufacturers, they're making preparations, making plans, trying to figure it out.
Right. I mean, you look to mitigate the risks, obviously, associated with the trade uncertainties that are here.
Right. I mean, they're saying in the short run they could sort of absorb it, but at some point they do have to go to the automakers and say, hey, our prices just went up 25%. You know, can you work with us?
Yeah.
And you know, we'll see what the automakers do, because it's a challenge across the industry.
Yeah. So let's kind of circle back on AI. OpenAI exec is looking in the metro Milwaukee area for a Stargate project for certain sites. Where are they focusing their efforts on, and what does this entail?
Well, so Stargate and OpenAI is a partner in that. That was announced by President Trump, I think maybe 3 weeks ago now, with Oracle and some other partners. SoftBank is an investor. They're talking about spending $500 billion on building new data centers around the country.
So it's AI infrastructure, essentially.
It's AI. It's needed power, computer processing power for AI. And anyway, yes, so there was a site selection executive from OpenAI in Milwaukee last Thursday. Certainly looking at possible sites here in southeast Wisconsin. They said Wisconsin in general, but really southeastern part of the state is the hot spot. And obviously the Port Washington site, up to 1,900 acres, where there's probably going to be multiple data centers, would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is there a percentage in terms of, does this project move forward? And who are the winners here? Is it potential jobs? Is it the construction jobs and the tax base? Is that the big appeal?
Well, the winners certainly would be the communities where they locate. The mayor of Port Washington is 100% supporting the data center up there. The city wants to annex the land from the town of Port Washington. And that's about property tax base. I mean, that's the biggest upside. Mm-hmm. Maybe spin off economic development, but these data centers don't create a lot of jobs. You know, I think for the Mount Pleasant project that Microsoft is doing, they've talked about 50 to 100 jobs. Well, for that size of a manufacturing plant or even a warehouse, you'd have a lot more jobs. So construction jobs, no doubt, for sure. And they're talking about 5 to 8 years worth of building out these data centers. So there's no doubt for the construction industry around here and building trades workers, they'll have plenty to do.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, there's a $7.5 million transformation coming to Whitefish Bay. Get Rich Kirchen's insights on this project and a couple other closing thoughts. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are joined by Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal. So, Rich, you listened in on the Generac earnings call. Is there any concern from Generac's side on the new administration pulling back a little bit on some of its green energy and on some of the bigger green energy initiatives?
Yeah, well, President Trump has been certainly in support of, well, he's been against EVs.
Yeah, exactly, right. Which is interesting on many levels.
Yes, and supporting, getting more oil and coal out of the ground, that kind of thing. So the question was posed to Aaron Jagdfeld, who's the CEO of Generac. While they're selling a lot of home standby generators these days, they had a really great quarter. They also have been pushing into what would be considered green energy products that are designed to give increase energy efficiency for homeowners and for businesses. And Mr. Jagdfeld said that he believes that whatever the policy may be at the federal level, whether there's incentives or more support for coal and gas, mm-hmm. doesn't really matter. He said that consumers and businesses are facing ever-increasing energy costs. Electricity costs keep rising. So he believes they're still going to grow. It's still a good business for them to be in to mm-hmm. sell those kinds of products.
Okay. All right. And I wanted to get your take on the Fox Bay Cinema project in Whitefish Bay, $7.5 million transformation of the former cinema there on Silver Spring. What's the project all about, and what's the opportunity here from a venue standpoint?
Yeah, well, it's going to be called the Argo, and they're spending $7.5 million between the owner, Newland, and then the tenant, the Argo. I think this will be of interest to you, Jeff. They're talking about it's going to be an entertainment and event facility, not mm-hmm. a movie theater. Not only are they going to have concerts, comedy shows, fundraisers, weddings, but beer yoga.
Oh, all right. Guest at Lion's Tail.
Your two favorite things.
Everyone's doing beer yoga these days.
pretty major overhaul of that space to create this entertainment and event space. They are seeking $250,000 through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and $1 million in tax incremental financing.
Yeah. So the developer incentive is still under review, but it sounds like there's support in the community. I mean, another venue that can host small-scale concerts and events in the North Shore, I think has a real good opportunity to succeed. And if not, you got to have a strong restaurant and drinking destination there to really make sure it's a place that people want to be.
Right. You need to have a diversity of different revenue sources, no doubt.
Very good. Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal. Always appreciate you taking the time to be here.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Enjoy the rest of the week and enjoy the snow.